Hi, Ike. How are you?
Hi, Fabiano. Thank you very well. You?
Very nice here too. Thanks for talking to me all the way from Brazil.
Oh, you are from Brazil. Great.
Yeah.
I haven't been there, never, ever.
Oh.
My films have been screened in Fantaspoa
Yeah, I
Festival,
know. I know.
but I haven't been there, unfortunately. Yes.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite film festivals. And well, first of all, this one, I've seen it at Fantastic Fest last year.
Oh.
Yeah, and ever since I've been talking about it over and over with a lot of people, and everybody's really, really curious about the film because I say very, very nice things about it. I love your film, and I love how twisted your mind is. And first of all, I'd like to, before talking exactly about the screenwriter or everything else, I'd like to know some of your influences. How did you get to this story of Samuel?
I was when the script was almost ready for me, was a big problem how to tell the story, because on the paper on the paper it's one thing, and another is on the screen, and I just rewatched some films. Sometimes I rewatch the films that I love when I have problems to inspire me. And I got the Stanley Kubrick's Barry Lyndon film,
Wow.
and actually for me it was a key. I just I consider the film one of the perfect films in the
Yeah.
film history, and the way how it's been told, the story, how Kubrick told the story in a way of book or novels illustration, with this narrator I had before also, but I had like big discussions with my co-writer and producers. They very correct way they told me that okay, but the narrator is a bad tool, which is right. But I told them that I want to use the narrator to have a tone, ironic tone, and plus also I love the idea of Garcia Marquez's 100 Years of Solitude. When
Wow.
you when you read, you see this narrator sometimes make the spoilers,
Yeah.
and I love this idea of spoilers, of this narrator actually spoils the film. And I remember in the beginning, everyone tried to convince me not to do that. Why are you spoiling your film? Well, no. It's when you read the Marcus book, you see that the spoilers actually makes the tension that you want to see. After 200 pages, what is going to happen?
Yeah.
How it's going to happen? Not what, but how it's going to happen. And it was one of the reasons why I wanted to use the narrator, to try to use this forgotten tool, literature tool, and it would like wrap this whole movie in a book format,
When I wrote about the film, I say that the narrator, it's almost like if he's in another dimension, it gives the film something we're not expecting from what we see in the film. And that voice telling the story, it's like two very different things that in fact they work together and give a new vision on what's happening or on what we're seeing, watching.
It's so by classic rules, you should have on the screen the narrator. You should understand who is the narrator. In
Yeah,
this film, this narrator is unknown. Of course, there were like versions of this. Piglet is a narrator, which is like the most easiest solution. And I told him it's a god. It's this wood, it's this forest, which knows everything, what they think, what they feel. It can't be a piglet or a human being with this kind of information. It should be something like more than a human being, maybe a god.
And something I really like about your film is that here in Brazil we say that it starts with 2 feet on the chest, when you punch right in the beginning, and and we're not sure how it's gonna evolve as it happens with that punch happening so early in the film. And it's brilliant how it evolves, especially when it becomes something I said when I wrote about the film, is that it's a horror film that slowly might become a romantic comedy. And I love about it, because I love horror films and I love romantic comedies. You know, they when they're good films, they're really good films.
Yeah, and, yeah, it's true.
And genre films in general are like that. So like that, or either it's really good or it's really
bad,
not so watchable. But your film, it has characteristics from both worlds that are very different, and there's a disruption happening on your film, and with Samuel and with the dog, with the lady, with her father, and everything works for a reason, and the end of the film is brilliant.
We wanted to make an unpredictable film, but you understand what you are watching, but you don't know what to expect.
Yeah, that's it. And where did you film it? Did you film around where you lived or something like that?
It was like 2 or 3 hours from the city we live in, from Riga, from capital city, and the main point was to find the nature landscapes which is not typical for that region, and I wanted to find the trees, the forests, and also a farm which could be from the landscapes of painters, Dutch painters, or Flemish painters. And that is why we shot all these wide shots in a way how it could be like on a painting. And and for me it was very crucial to find the right nature. And in Latvia, there's a very small region which is not typical nature is, and we shot it the whole film. Yeah.
Now that you said about Barry Lyndon, there was something I wanted to ask about the light in the film, how your photographer director worked, and it's brilliant because it also helps you tell the story of everything.
Yes, we actually DOP for me is the closest person on the project, and we have spent before shooting a lot of time. I was sending him the references, the paintings, and I remember when I sent him the script, he thought that I want to make a very dark film, and he suggested me, let's shoot it in the winter time or autumn, in the gray time. I told no, let's make it in a sunny green. I want that nature is singing, like the music is singing. I want that everywhere is life, despite the pigs, insects, but it's a world which explores the life in a very intense way. And that is why we see these frogs, we see some insects, we see a lot of small creatures who are the evidence of the story.
And the story, tell me about the film, because I'm gonna publish this on a podcast, and tell me something about the film. Tell everybody who's listening about the film without telling too much about the film.
Why they must watch it, you mean?
Yeah, no, about the story.
About the story, exactly. Yeah. This is a film where it's about the story. It's a film about a guy who tries to find his father, but he finds in his opinion, more important things to make him happy. And then his happiness turns out his, not hesitation, but doubts about the happiness. I think the last scene in the film is, sometimes people are laughing when the narrator describes his feelings, but The story is about the man who wants to find the happiness and he can't find it. Maybe it's about the film. Yeah.
And when he finds, it's nothing what we expected.
The whole life is meaningless. This is what he understands, that the freedom means the dangerous things, which is more exciting than to be in a comfortable life, which means you have responsibilities, you have family, but you don't have freedom. And that is why he has this hesitation, which I think all men who have families and kids, sometimes they think about it, that you don't have freedom anymore, but you have this love, which makes you a slave.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask about it. You're saying about freedom, but in Samuel's case, love is not exactly free.
No. Love is not freedom. Love is actually, it's a slavery. Because, for example, I have kids, two kids. I love them very much. But also, I can't do anything to be free because my love is so big and I'm so dependent on this love that I become their slaves. I hate this fact. But on the same time, I'm a fortress. I can't do anything about it.
Yeah, I know how you feel. I have a daughter and it's always my daughter first.
Yeah.
And how about next projects? Where are you now with?
I've just finished the film. I'm now in post-production. We are working on the sound. It's a very tiny budget film, 80,000 euros budget. We shot on 12 days, a full feature film about the family who's coming to a house and they find out a lot of insects, many insects. And the husband and the man of the family, he starts to struggling with these insects, but these insects don't do anything bad to them. And they start to reveal about each other very bad things.
Because of the insects?
Yeah. It's a trigger, yeah.
And where did you film it?
When?
Where?
Where? We shot it in one abandoned castle. It was like a hunter castle from 19th century. And very cold. It was very cold. We shot it in November. It was very cold inside, but very beautiful place. And we actually, this film happened because of this film, Piglet film, because many people from my crew had good memories on working on this Piglet project. And that is why for me it was easier to find smaller crew, but the same people with smaller salaries. But that is why it was like a very small period, because it was the only way how we could manage it.
That's the perfect match. And now you're promoting this film, and how's everything going? The feedback.
Squeal is. I'm very excited about the fact that all my films are going in US much better than Europe. In Europe, nobody cares about my films, and I think one of the reasons that my films don't explore the real life. about this, you know, issues, social, political issues. Uh-huh. I don't care about all this stuff. I'm more care about creating new worlds. And I think that for America, US audience, it's more closer because it's an escapism. You know, when you watch a film, you want to escape from reality.
Yeah.
But you don't want to see the copy of all the shit that is going on behind the window.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for talking to us, to me, and to everybody that's going to listen.
Thank you, Pagano. Thank you for your good words about film.
No, it's brilliant. Love it very much. And I hope we can talk soon about your next film.
Definitely.
You have a title yet?
No, I don't have a title. I need to figure out.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Fabiano. Please send a link when you post.
Okay, thanks, Emma.
Obrigado.
Obrigado você. Bye-bye.
Bom dia.
Ciao.
Okay. Ciao. I'm letting Tony in.